your stock pick this evening?
I'm talking about a dip. It's down 8% at the moment. It's called Booking Holdings. 8% down because Expedia came out with results. Expedia's priced about at a 40 price earnings, prior to the drop, obviously. 40 price earnings ratio. It came out with about, I think, low double-digit revenue growth, which is a lot, but it's a lot less than expected. Bookings is trading at a sub-20 price earnings. They release the results later this afternoon in the US. I don't know what, if they're going to beat consensus or not. I'm not sure, but I think it's going to be the strongest company, OTA company, globally over the next 10, 20, 30 years. And they are actually stealing market share from the other ones. And I don't think Google is a big competitor. Google would have to spend about $30 to $50 billion just to equal the capacity that they already have.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. So, and that's my stock pick. You can pick it up 8% cheaper now. Maybe it's even cheaper after they disappoint. I'm not sure. But I think there's a long-term story there.
And it's a good team. It's online travel agencies,
absolutely,
basically. So it's an area that's going to grow. I'm going to go with Louis Vuitton. Handbags and fancy shoes and clothing.
Ooh,
and
your
things.
Wife must be smiling.
It's been a really good performer. Organic growth, which is basically their ability to price and sell more volume, has been very strong. And it also speaks to the international travel theme as well. With more and more traveling now, especially out of China, these luxury brands out of Europe are doing well. In fact, luxury brands out of Europe has been a star outperformer amongst all European stocks. And I think that continues into the foreseeable future.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Nesan Nayar is with Sasfin Securities and Rikus Kombrink from Capicroft as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.